Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast number 56 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. In podcast 17, I talked about the importance of adding variety and versatility to your game. In this podcast, I'd like to extend that discussion and talk about the essentials of adding certain shots to your repertoire, specifically adding a brush and cut to your arsenal. And no, by brush and cut, I'm not referring to anything that requires a visit to your favorite hairstylist. Within this context of what to do with a low ball hit in that mid and short court area, brush and cut refers to shots that you hit with topspin and underspin, respectively, where the spin provides your shot with sufficient control and margin while still enabling you to maintain an aggressive mindset. Folks, there are literally dozens of moments throughout the course of a match where you find yourself having to hit certain shots that are not your routine or so-called stock shots. One of the more challenging circumstances for many recreational and club players, particularly as you get older, is when the opponent hits a short, low ball around that mid-court service line area. For many players, this is a challenging area of the court from which to hit an offensive shot because most players don't actually have a reliable or effective brush or cut shot to draw from their arsenal of shots. Attempting to hit an offensive, hard, flat shot off of a low ball from that part of the court is a low margin and risky proposition. It's great if it's executed to perfection, and while every player strives to play and execute with perfection, having to be perfect is not a prudent way to approach the game. This is why you'll often see players who do not have a reliable brush or cut take their foot off the gas pedal in these situations. They will end up hitting a relatively neutral and often mediocre shot from a part of the court where you'd expect them to be much more aggressive. You know, taking pace off the ball is often the only way they can keep the ball in play when returning that low ball from the short part of the court. Not having a reliable brush or cut significantly limits that player's ability to stay or go on the offensive on those balls from that part of the court. Now, I see this on a regular basis, and even though it is understandably more prevalent among more mature players who may find it challenging to get to and into an ideal position from which to return these low balls from that area of the court and then having to hit an effective brush or cut shot on top of that, there are also many younger players who are equally as challenged when it comes to maintaining their aggressive play when presented with the same set of circumstances. At the club where I play, there are several high intermediate and advanced level players who are tremendous ball strikers. You know, these players are decisive, they're aggressive minded, and very formidable, especially when they're playing from around the baseline. However, a couple of them do not have a reliable brush or cut shot when they are drawn into the mid-court and service line area, even though they are able to get to the ball without much stress. One of these players, let's call her Patty, is a high intermediate level player in her 30s. She hits a very flat ball and, wow, moves around the court with Federer-like smoothness and efficiency. She is a very tough opponent if you allow her to play from the baseline where there is sufficient margin with which she can aggressively hit her stock, hard, flat shots. However, that risk-reward equation in her game changes dramatically when she is drawn inside the court and towards the net with short, low balls. Patty's inability to hit a consistent, effective brush with sufficient topspin or cut with underspin makes it challenging for her to remain aggressive when hitting from that area of the court. Thus, she is left with one or two options, and neither option is particularly appealing when playing against high-caliber opponents. Number one, she can try to hit her typical hard, flat shot from there, but hitting that shot off of a low ball into a short court requires near-perfect execution from start to finish. And again, that's a low-margin, risky proposition. Or number two, she can dial down on the pace with which she hits that ball and essentially smooth her shot over so the ball doesn't go flying out. The problem is, the potential downside to that is a medium-paced ball with little to no spin or action is an easily attackable ball for most high intermediate and advanced level players. At the end of the day, a high intermediate level player like Patty is solid and very formidable. Her baseline game is her core strength, and she tries to play to that strength as much as possible. However, as we all know, tennis is a game of how you match up versus your opponent, and vice versa. So when Patty ends up playing a comparable level opponent who can draw her inside the court and towards the net with mid to short low balls and force her to choose option one or two as I just described, then that shortcoming in her game gets exposed and will likely be exploited by that opponent. Folks, regardless of whether your stock ground strokes are typically hit with no spin, flat, with moderate spin, or with heavy spin, learn to hit the brush and cut shots from the mid and short areas of the court. Adding the brush and cut to your arsenal will enable you to confidently go about playing your game with an aggressive mindset. And as a result, you may just win a few more points, games, and matches. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.